You are listening to the Men's Ministry Roundtable Podcast. This is a ministry of Christian Assembly Church in Los Angeles, California. I am your host, Marvin Enriquez, and this is how we get down.
Well, welcome back to another exciting edition of the Men's Ministry Roundtable Podcast. We've got some music for you guys on this beautiful March 7th, 2024. We call this the Get Down edition of the Men's Ministry Roundtable Podcast. Let's cut out the music. No more dancing. No more dancing. My name is Marvin Crazy Legs Enriquez. Why do you call me Crazy Legs?
Just look at him. All you got to do is look at him.
That's the reaction
because,
I get.
Because you are standing right now showing the crazy legs.
That's the reaction I usually get when the legs come out to play. March 7th, 2024. This is the first recording of 2024, George Fernandez. Why is that? Why is it it's taken us 3 months to record this year?
Robert Concepcion.
Every single time we schedule a podcast recording, Robert has some issue. And today, Robert has an issue.
Consistent. He is very consistent.
He is consistent. Right? He
consistent
has an issue.
Concepcion.
Yeah, so today's issue was he had plumbing issues, plumbing problems at
his
home.
House?
Is
at
that
house?
Personal or
yeah.
House?
Maybe both, because I heard about the buffet incident from Tuesday. Yeah, what happened on Tuesday, Mr. Fernandez?
He said he got cleaned out.
And so today he's having someone come over to his house and do the Roto-Rooter. But enough of that. Back to the back to the good vibes, back to the good grooves. Hey.
What the?
Let that play for a little bit, huh? Yeah, you like that?
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Rainbows and lollipops.
Unicorns.
Yes, unicorns.
Can you tell I got a machine with some sound effects? My name is Marvin, and around the round table we have George. Call me Hot Flash Fernandez.
The most Hispanic looking man you'll ever see.
George, do you even identify as Hispanic?
Not really.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
When he met Lisa, he said, "Hey, whatever you think about me, I'm not Hispanic."
Yeah. He said, "I'm Chinese. I'm white. Somewhere in there, I got some Cuban thrown in there."
Just don't look at the way I spell my name. That's the most Hispanic name there is.
Just call me Fernandez.
Jorge.
Jorge.
Wow,
well,
it just rolls off your tongue.
The other voice that you hear is not Robert. I have plumbing issues, Concepcion. But today we have a special guest. Say hello, special guest.
Hello, special guest.
All right, so listeners, if you can identify the voice correctly, you win a free $5 In-N-Out gift card at our next men's gathering.
Wow, what can you get with $5 at In-N-Out?
You get a shake. You get half a burger. You get a tray of fries. Well, a fry.
A tray of fries?
No, not even a tray, maybe a fry.
Do
you know the animal-style fries at In-N-Out? By the way, do you guys like animal-style fries?
You know, I've never had them.
Oh, they're so good. The animal style fries at In-N-Out are near $10.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. So when me and my kids go, we go to our cheeseburger and they're like, "Dad, can we have animal style fries?" I'm like, "Man, this is like gonna be a $70 In-N-Out run." So the burgers are, you know, $8 now. Animal style fries, they take the fries, they melt cheese on top, they put grilled onions on top of that, and then a dollop of their little Thousand Island spread. Oh, so good. $10 for this tray of fries. But well worth it.
Yes.
So, the voice that you hear around the round table is...
Give me the...
We got a lot of people cheering for you.
Give me the dark, deep voice.
Oh, yeah.
The Darth Vader voice.
Luke, no, you don't have to talk like that. You talk normal.
Just talk normal and it makes it come out like that.
Go ahead. Just talk normal.
Go ahead.
Just talk normal. You can't do it now. Now you want to sound like him, but it's already him.
I feel like... This is Alvin, one of the chipmunks.
Okay. So that voice that you hear, young men, is...
It's a voice for young men. Hmm. Scary.
It's Ralph. Don't call me the machine, Delgado. Yes, Woo! All right, Ralph.
Yes, him and his white man.
You can call me the machine.
We can call you the machine. Okay, well, guys out there in podcast land, you can call Ralph the machine. He's giving you full permission. Ralph, thanks so much for filling in for our boy Robert. And you might end up taking that seat permanently because Robert has plumbing issues, both personally and corporately.
And apparently he hasn't been here for the first 2 months of 2024.
No, he has not.
That's consistent with who he is.
Well, yes, it is. He had a cruise. He had plumbing issues. He had some personal stuff.
He has a life.
Well, he does. He does. But this is work.
But you know what? He has worked 3 days this year, so we have to give him that. He did. When I see him, I say, hey, thanks for coming in this month. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I saw him on Tuesday at the All Staff, and I thought, wow, this is fun.
Well, he walked in, he said, there's no food, and then he left.
But here he is. We've had this date on the calendar since the last time that he missed this date, which was several weeks ago.
Yep.
And, of course, he found a way to get out of it today. Yes. Well, guys, want to say thank you so much for listening to the Men's Ministry Roundtable podcast. As of this recording, as of today, March 7th, we have had over 13,000 downloads of the Roundtable podcast.
That is crazy.
Making us the number one podcast for left-handed CPAs in Eagle Rock. Yes, all right. How many left-handed CPAs are there in Eagle Rock?
I would say zero.
Zero. Yes. We're the number one.
Yes.
Hey, we're number one, baby.
We claim that crown.
You're not left-handed.
I'm not.
You're not. Left-handed. All right. Well, listen, we're the number one podcast. 13,000 downloads is nothing to sneeze about. In fact, we have some royalties and residuals coming our way, and so we might be able to buy
NVIDIA 1/80th of a share.
We might be able to buy. Ralph, we made $4.32 last year on the podcast.
Nice.
We monetized our podcast.
And we reinvested that into our production studio.
How much? We did.
Did you put that on your taxes?
No, because it didn't come in my name.
It's in the entity that we've created.
That's right.
George created a tax.
We created an LLC, and it's the
Offshore account. It's in the Bermudas.
Put it in the CapEx.
It's two. The LLC's the name of it is Two Hispanic Dudes and George Fernandez. Because Concepcion might as well be a Hispanic name, right? So 13,000 downloads gets you $4.32 apparently in podcast land. So people make a living off of this, they got to be like at least 10,000 or 20,000 downloads, right? Or some.
Well, if it's 20,000 downloads, it'd be $8. That's still not
so
much.
So then the next,
not much, huh?
The next time you take your kids to In-N-Out, you can get them those animal style fries without whining about it.
Yeah, half of an
animal. We all share one. Yes. Everyone share the fry. One bite each.
True story. My dad, almost every Sunday when we started going to church in my teen years, would take us to Tommy's Burger after church. So we go to church in Echo Park. There's a Tommy's Burger over on Rampart, the original location. We go there. At this Tommy's Burger location, you go up to the window, you place your burger order, and then they had these coolers where you get your drinks, like the sodas, the canned sodas. And so he would say, come on, kids, go through. And he would each have us get a can of sodas, and he would tell the guy, nah, we're not drinking anything today. And just, come on, kids, get through the line, get some canned soda.
No, he didn't.
As we were coming out of church, mind you. So that's what I learned.
God has a sense of humor.
I learned integrity from my father. But hey, we got Tommy's Burgers almost every Sunday. Guys, thank you so much for listening. The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loudly for all to hear. No, the best way for you to tell somebody about this is to share this episode with a friend. We have a really exciting teaching time today. We're going to be talking about mastering the four M's, to grow spiritually. And so send that to somebody that you know. We would love to hear about them. One particular story that I heard this week is about a gentleman named Manny. Manny reached out to Robert, of all people. So Manny, being Hispanic, reaches out to the one non-Hispanic on the show.
Interesting.
Robert.
What's wrong with that picture?
I don't know. But Manny reached out to Robert, and they had lunch, and it was a great time. And then through that, Ralph and I met Manny and other guys. So Manny, thanks for listening to the podcast.
Yeah, welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome, Manny.
He may be a guest.
Manny, we'd love to have you on the show.
Yeah.
Let us know. We'd love. Actually, Manny is a Dodgers fan, and I think we're going to go to a game this year. So.
Wow.
So there it is. So Manny, if you're listening to this.
Love to have you, buddy.
If you're listening to this. Last night I got a text from Luis. Luis got a new job, and he's commuting for his new job. And the first question he asked me is, hey, Marvin, I have a long commute. Are there any podcasts that you recommend? I said, Luis,
come on.
Come on. Of course I have a podcast to recommend.
Since you're asking.
I mean.
Yeah. So you told him about Jake Walker's podcast?
No. I sent him the link to this podcast. I said, Luis, you need to listen to this. So so he may not be my friend anymore after this.
In the mood and in the word.
Well.
Podcast.
My name is Mac Rice. Me and Lindsay like to get in the mood.
That has got to be the worst impersonation.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Just because you speak slow doesn't mean it sounds like. Too much.
Okay, so question for you guys.
Conversations with Jesus.
There you go. See, you do it better. Question for you guys. George, you're gonna die in your chair when I tell you this story. So recently, Ralph, I wanted to upgrade my stereo system in my Ford Bronco. I have a brand new Ford Bronco. Well, a couple years old now. But I have a new Ford Bronco, so it's not the old classic Broncos. It's the new version of the Broncos. I love this car. The one gripe that I've had since I purchased this vehicle is that the audio system in this car was horrible. I didn't get the upgraded, you know, blah, 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 Harman, Bose, whatever they sell you, because it's an extra $5,000 add-on. And I don't have NVIDIA shares, so I can't afford $5,000.
You're not George Fernandez.
I'm not George Fernandez. So I got the base stock. It's just a crappy speakers, system, everything.
AM radio.
Basically, A-track.
Cassette.
Cassette. So I've been, you know, slowly trying to upgrade. So I've been looking at YouTube videos, and I purchased some speakers off of Amazon.
This is not going well.
I know, right?
I've been watching YouTube videos whenever a sentence starts with that.
Listen.
Hey, honey. I've been watching some YouTube videos. Anything that follows that can't be.
No,
can
listen.
Be good.
You can do anything on YouTube.
That's
you can learn
problem.
Plumbing on YouTube.
It's true.
You can learn
tell
electrical
Robert,
on YouTube.
Tell
exactly.
Robert then that.
I mean, I've learned to cook on YouTube. I've done a lot. So I've now learned how to rewire the electrical system in my car.
Oh gosh.
Based on YouTube videos,
oh,
Ralph.
Gosh.
I know. This is going down a
he
scary.
He starts the car. The windshield wipers go on. And then the headlights go on when he honks a horn. Other
listen,
than that, it's,
listen,
it's
listen. I'm actually fairly proud of myself. I figured out how to remove the door panels, remove the speaker panels, take the speakers off. I learned how to cut speaker wire. I learned how to solder and splice.
No, you didn't.
I sure did.
I
can cut speaker wires. But you,
of course,
you
anybody can cut
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I can cut
how
them.
How to put them back together.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Is it the blue wire?
Yeah.
Or the red wire?
Don't cross the streams.
I may have done that wrong, by the way. I don't know anything about polarity. I don't know anything
Wait,
about...
Wait, you got a solder in it? Really?
I went to Harbor Freight, got some tools, got some wire cutters, and got some splicers.
Oh,
and
look at you.
I like that. That's man stuff. Did you tell your wife about it? Because whenever I fix anything at home, I love to... Show Jana, look
Show
how
off.
I fixed this
I did.
Thing.
I
and
hold the
is...
light bulb up high. Look, look what I'm doing.
And then I flex while I'm doing it.
Okay, but this is the
Your
response.
Little pick dance.
This is the response I got from my wife. Mind you, her father is an electrician. She said, "Honey, are you sure you don't want me to call my dad?" That was a fail. Anyway, I said, "Nope, I got YouTube. I got it.
I got YouTube.
I got YouTube. I got YouTube's." So I went to Harbor Freight, bought all the supplies. I rewired my car. I put speakers in. Music is coming out of the speakers. So I think it worked. But after purchasing, I spent $300 on new speakers, all new speakers in the car. And it sounds exactly the same. Exactly the same.
But you now know how to do it. So that
300,
it's a $300 lesson you've learned.
If I would have taken that $300 and put it into NVIDIA, I would be super happy.
You'd be rich.
I'd be rich.
You wouldn't be a pastor.
I mean, at least I get one share, half a share.
Nope.
A third of a share.
Today, as of today, a third.
A third of a share. Hey, listen, a third of a share in NVIDIA would be better than the speakers I have in my car right now.
But Marvin, I'm proud of you for a couple of things. Now you have a soldering gun. So if I ever need to solder something,
hey, come to my house, baby.
I know who to ask. Yeah. And you know, you took a risk. You proved to your wife that, hey, I'm
daddy's
not
home.
Daddy's
right. home.
No need to call daddy. Daddy
that was man
here.
Stuff.
I got it. That's man stuff. Okay, so now I'm frustrated. I'm watching more YouTube videos.
I'd be dangerous with a soldering gun. There are things I'd
want to solder.
There are things that are probably,
that you probably shouldn't.
Let's just say it wouldn't be good for me to have a soldering gun.
I
have a puppy, so it would not be good. There are things I think would be humorous.
Come here, puppy.
Yeah, come here. Come here and give me a kiss.
So you looked at YouTube, and did YouTube not tell you which speakers to buy? Or
it did.
What was the fail?
And I purchased. So the fail, as I watched more YouTube videos, is that the fail is that there's an internal, by the way, the story is going somewhere. There's an internal system that regulates the the volume and the equalizer and all that.
The output.
The output.
The speakers.
Right. So there's an internal computer system.
Yeah, yeah. So say, so it's a digital issue.
It's not, a digital not the issue, right? Because you have to unlock something because it, you have to tell the car that it got an upgrade.
You've changed.
Okay.
You've
that changed the you, yeah. that the wattage is higher on the speaker, so they can send more power to each speaker. That is well above my pay grade. In order,
there's no YouTube video for that.
Well, there is, believe it or not. However, you need to tap into the computer's electronics.
You need to do things
that
Chris Rob. Calling Chris.
Okay,
Rob.
So this is the type of stuff that when you turn on your car and you hit a button, the wipers might go off because you're rerouting the electronics in your car. So
that's a dealership issue.
So, well, the dealership charges you $300 an hour for stuff
here
like this.
Here we go.
Okay.
And I already spent $300.
Exactly. So here's what I do. So I get on a forum, an online forum for other Bronco
owners. That's
where there's
pedophiles.
Listen to the story.
What's an
that was George
forum?
That said that.
Yeah, George Fernandez,
George Jorgef@cachurch.com.
If you want to read, if you want to email Tom Hughes or the council,
think about it. What are you doing on a Ford Bronco forum?
Talking to other Ford Bronco.
How do you
owners.
Know?
So Marvin, what'd they tell you? I actually
thank you,
want
Ralph.
To hear the end of this story.
So
you,
there's
you,
a
you
guy
don't think there's weird people on that the, potentially.
There's a guy on the well. Listen, the story gets weirder.
That's
I'm interacting with other guys. I think they're guys.
Yes,
I hope they're guys.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what George is talking about.
I'm interacting with other people on these forums, and one of the guys says, "Well, I have the computer system. I have the little scanning. You have to have a BIOS scanning chip that the dealership has. It goes into your, you know, the portal where they scan your car. I don't know what it's called, but the thing that goes into the car, right?"
So you have some guy in
Burbank.
Who you don't know invites
I don't know.
You over.
Some guy in Burbank says,
come in Speedos.
Hey, listen.
That is not okay.
Some guy in Burbank says, hey, listen, I have the scanner. Come to my house. I'll rewire the car for you. Now,
okay. Now, why would some guy invite you?
Did he ask you to send him some money first?
Well, the next question is, I said, hey, listen, man, thanks for your help. I'd be happy to pay you. How much is this going to cost me? Because I'm trying to feel him out, right? Is he motivated by money? And his next question was like, no, bro, nothing. Just
no, bro, just send me a picture. See that?
No. He said, just come on over. I'm just happy to do it for the community.
Okay, I'm just telling you.
It's for the Bronco community. So then I'm thinking, okay, do I pay the dealership $300+, making the appointment and all that, spend a couple of hours of my life at the Ford dealership, or do I go to this dude's
potential
house
pedophile
in Burbank? I took a chance. I text my buddy Aaron, who's a Burbank police officer. I did. True story. And you know Aaron.
Yep.
So I texted him and I said, hey, listen.
Rope him in.
I'm going to be meeting this guy. Here's the address. By the way, Aaron, if you're listening, thanks for that. I'm going to be meeting this guy. Here's the address I'm going to be at for the next hour or so. Would you
send a patrol car?
If you don't hear from me in 2 hours, would you send a squad car to this location? And he said, I got you, bro. So I go to this guy's house. By the way, I get there. It's a construction site. It's not a house. So there's a construction site. So already I'm like, okay, this guy sends me to some address that's nobody lives in, by the way. So nobody lives in this house. It's a construction site.
It's not a house.
It is a house, but it's under construction. Mm-hmm. So that means nobody lives there. So I'm like, okay. So I pulled up to the driveway. He comes out. Well, it turns out it's his house. He's just rebuilding it. He's doing work on the house. And he brings his computer out and he plugs into my computer.
Young guy, middle-aged guy?
About my age. He's like 45-ish, you know? He's just a...
Caucasian dude, Hispanic? What is...
He...
You racially
I couldn't...
Profile.
No,
I
just
know.
Want to know what's
I couldn't
what's
tell.
On.
Not that it matters, but I couldn't tell his ethnic...
Is it a bat? Is it a weapon
he
on?
He had like olive skin, but he had, you know, I mean... He
wife just, beater on?
No, not wife beater. It's Burbank, dude. Not in South Central L.A.
Tell us more of the story.
So he comes out. He plugs into my car. He reroutes my car. It sounds better. I asked him, hey, can I pay you? He's like, nah, dude, it's cool. And I drove away. And I'm
what
happy.
Did he have? Do you have a machine or what?
He had a computer and he had the little scanner chip and he got into there. He showed me what
now,
he was doing.
Now he has he's, this, what's this little
now
scanner?
Okay.
Every time Marvin gets on in
well,
his car,
yeah.
he knows.
Yeah.
Like he sees where
yeah.
Marvin's
there's,
living.
There's a good,
absolutely.
There's a very,
he knows where he lives.
There's a very strong possibility that he's tracking my every movement now.
Yeah, but you save $300. But so that's good. That's good. Now, when Caleb's in the car, he's safe. Yeah, Caleb, go to the grocery store
well,
and get some milk.
Ever since then, I've been telling Sandy, how about you take the Bronco? I'm going to take your car.
But take the soldering gun with you just in case for protection.
And a nail gun while you're at it. I do carry a knife underneath my seat now because I just afterwards I'm thinking I just saved $300, which I'm happy about. But this guy could be tracking my every movement now.
Yes. And many others on the Bronco forum. And they're all mocking you. This is where he's going right now.
But you know what? He's a nice guy.
I didn't know he's a nice guy.
He fixed my car. He seemed reasonably nice.
Marvin, next time they go to Santa Barbara, because I know Marvin and Sandra like Santa Barbara,
we do?
He's going to get a text from the guy that says, "Hey, I hope you enjoy your time in Santa Barbara."
Yeah.
Okay.
I took the liberties of having a room next to yours.
So I think I have I think I can answer this question, but question for you guys. Have you ever met up with someone you met online?
Like, that kind of a question is that?
No.
Swipe right?
No.
What kind of a question
no,
is
wait,
that?
No, wait, listen. Have you ever sold anything on OfferUp?
What is...
No.
If you're speaking a language I don't even know.
My Ralph, wife has.
Your wife has sold things
lots
on...
Lots of stuff.
Okay, how
what
does she...
OfferUp?
How does she meet those people? Does she invite them to the house?
Sometimes they come to the house
when I'm home. She brings strangers to the house.
When I'm home, or she'll meet them in a parking lot like in Ralph's Market or
right.
someplace.
That's
some
what
place
I've done, by the
people.
Way. When I have sold things on OfferUp or Facebook
that?
Marketplace. It's an online community. You sell things.
She sells baking stuff like pans.
She's a baker.
Yeah, I've sold. What did I sell? I sold.
A soldering gun.
No. I sold, I think that the kids' old toys. They had like a drum set and we sold a drum set. And I met the person at the Albertsons parking lot. I didn't have him come to my house. Are you kidding me? But Ralph has had strangers at his house.
Just give it away.
I don't have $300 to give away, man.
Yeah, no, because you spent on a soldering gun.
And speakers.
And speakers.
But have you ever met somebody online?
No. No.
No. Have you ever interacted with somebody online?
No, I don't even know what online means. No, never.
On the interwebs.
Never.
You know,
never.
The worldwide portal?
No.
You've never interacted with anybody.
No.
No.
Someone I don't know?
Yes.
No.
Never?
No, to do what?
Okay, listen, podcast friends, would you reach out to George online?
I'm not going to answer. I'm not going to answer.
On Facebook, nobody's messaged you?
Yeah, but I know who they are.
I have.
Know, I don't know how to use Messenger.
I have Ukrainian women message me all the time. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I did have a couple Filipino, I love your website or whatever on Facebook.
There you go.
And Lisa says, don't respond.
No, those are bots.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't.
We're going to move on now. So you guys have never met. Jana has met some people.
So
I met a guy online.
Now I'm concerned because we're going to Europe, and I don't know if this guy's going to be at the airport.
He is not going to be
meeting us because he's tracking you.
Speaking to your mic, he's not tracking me.
Can you imagine?
By the way, the car's staying at home. Don't worry about it. He's not going to track me.
You don't know.
My car's staying in the driveway.
I just had a flashback of the movie Cable Guy.
This guy helped me out.
They're fighting.
All right, a couple things we need to get to. One, Ralph, we have a bet. Whichever one of our teams does better in the NBA season, the loser has to do what?
Wear a fishnet shirt.
Wear a fishnet shirt. By the way, that was his idea, not mine. So one of us is going to be wearing fishnet. Is it okay if we do that while doing announcements at the services? Ralph's like, no.
I don't do announcements,
well,
that's a good thing.
As we stand right now, the Celtics are the best team in basketball. The Lakers are barely hanging on to a playoff seed. They're 10th seed.
They're marginal at best.
It's looking like I've been working out, by the way, because it looks like I'm going to be wearing fishnet this year. So.
I think that's a question for Tom and the council.
Okay, ground rules,
well,
George. Ground rules.
Yeah.
I'm not going to wear it on Sunday. Ground rules. Maybe
you could wear it on a Sunday when you're not doing announcements.
No, no,
Ralph preaching.
Ralph, no ideas, please.
I already have ideas.
I think you should have also added into the bet sandals or flip flops because I understand George doesn't like to wear
flip-flops.
I like flip flops.
No,
I
you
wear
don't.
Them every day. I just don't wear them
outside.
In public. No, I wear them at my home and sometimes, you know, if
what
I
is it about flip flops that why wouldn't you go to the store in flip flops?
They're just for home.
No.
What's your fear? How about
there's
the beneath
no, there's no
I want to know the fear.
You don't want somebody to see the dogs?
There's no fear.
Do you have hammer toes?
No. I got a good. The second one's off a little bit, but I mean, no, it's not. Lisa loves them. No,
do you
I
get pedicures?
No, I've never had a pedicure.
Oh, you should. I've had foot massages and pedicures. Change your world, man. Change your life.
I've only had a massage, I think, twice in my life. Did a couple's two.
Wait a minute. Time out. I think I need to set another ground rule because a thought just popped in my head. I'm not wearing a fishnet on our cruise. Absolutely not. No. See, I knew it. I knew it. That's what you're... No, that's where... Look, this is where he was going.
At the Vatican.
Because in Europe... Well, because in Europe...
I'm going to meet the Pope. I'm going to meet the Pope in a fishnet shirt. No, 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 no.
In Europe,
no. Actually...
In Europe, isn't that more...
I was going to say, if
not,
I'm...
Not in...
If I'm in a beach in Barcelona, that I might fit in.
No, that's... Yeah, there'll be other people like you, like the guy who's tracking you. He'll be there with you, but, you know, solder man.
Okay, well, that's to catch you up. It looks like I'm going to lose this bet, so I just want to say that up front. It's not over yet. We still have, what, 20 games left or so?
Anything can happen.
Yeah, but the real season starts.
And the bet is this, Ralph, which not whoever has the best regular season record. The bet is who goes the furthest.
Yeah,
so
of course.
If we both end up in the Western or Eastern and Western Conference Finals, then we're even. If, you know, the Celtics go on to win the championship, which they should. I mean, they're the best team in basketball. They're blowing out teams by 50 points. It's ridiculous how good they are. I mean, yeah, they're having a great season. Yeah. However, I can tell you from experience being a Dodgers fan, a great regular season does not always mean a great playoff.
Well, this happened. True. And I don't really follow hockey, but last year the Boston Bruins broke all kinds of records. They had the best regular season record, most points and all that. They lost in the first round. And they were by far the favorite to win
like
it all.
Sounds like the Dodgers.
The Dodgers 2 seasons ago had the best regular season
and got knocked
in franchise history.
It means nothing.
It doesn't. That's why the real season starts.
But I will say this. I mean,
they're good.
They're a good team. Man, I saw them play Cleveland 3 days ago. Who's the second seed, right? They looked like they were playing JV team.
They're good. They're really good.
They're really good. And that's the next best team in the East. Milwaukee has had all kinds of trouble this
year. They're playing better now.
They are, but they fired their coach. They got All right, George, give us a financial update.
Fishnets. No. Well, for those of you that follow the stock market has been doing very, very well so far this year. And a question I get asked, and sometimes some of the commentaries, and I disagree. Some people think that we're in a bubble. And I disagree because if you look historically, the way that analysts look at shares of stock, not to get too in the weeds, is they look at a thing called PE, price over earnings. But you're looking at earnings. The earnings is just an estimate. But for these companies that are growing at such significant growth rates, the next year, the earnings are so much more than what you anticipated that the actual price of the stock is cheap when you look at it later. So an example is, for a lot of people we joke about, but it's a stock called NVIDIA. And NVIDIA has been performing like gangbusters the last few years, really. But what happens is their projected earnings are so much more every single year. So for example, they just reported, I think a month ago, what the fourth quarter was. And what everyone thought that the fourth quarter looked like, it just blew it out of the water. Mm-hmm. So that changes everything because the earnings are so much more. So it's not an expensive stock. So I guess to wrap it up, what I would say is for those of you like me that are long-term investors, you can never time the market. So stay in stocks, continue to stay in stocks. The stock market generally goes up, I think like 75% of the time. So the times that it goes down, that's an opportunity to buy more. Mm. And that's like Warren Buffett, you know, famously says, when clothes or something else is on sale, we run to go buy more of it. But when the stock market goes down or is on sale,
we're scared of it.
We get scared. Yeah. No, that's the time to buy more. So for long-term investors, just continue to stay in, and I think that you'll be rewarded. I don't think now is the time to panic and think, oh, it's too high. No, it's. I think we're in a cycle that the stock market's going to continue to perform well for the next really few years. Mm.
So stay the course.
Stay the course. Continue to invest, and yeah, don't be afraid.
Good. So if somebody wants to maybe ask you a more specific question, how can they get a hold of you?
JORGEF@chchurch.com. We just finished a 3-week workshop on budgeting and giving. And if anyone who wasn't able to attend would like the handout and the PowerPoint presentation, I'd be happy to send it to you.
And lastly, there are some guys that are currently still tracking with us or tracking with the Money Back Tithe Challenge. So maybe a word of encouragement to those guys.
Yeah, continue. And remember, God is always interested in your heart, right? It's your heart that we're after. Why are we doing this? And tithing and being generous is a heart choice. And, you know, God knows when he created us that the biggest tension, the biggest area that would be an area of affection for us would be stuff, right? Would be money and things that I want. And Jesus knew that. He taught on it. The Old Testament teaches on it. So tithing or being generous is really one of the areas is it's an act of faith. Am I going to step out and trust God, not because I'm going to get something from him, but because I'm going to grow in faith. And in God's graciousness and kindness, he almost doubles down and says, not only by you growing in faith will you draw closer to me, was ultimately what we want to do, but I'm going to reward you possibly tangibly, but in many other ways. The blessings will increase twofold, sevenfold, in a way that we can't even imagine. So I encourage you, for those of you that are just starting the Money Back Tithe, I've heard several stories of things that are happening. Just watch God keep his word as he always does and not be discouraged. Nothing's happened yet. Trust God. He's faithful.
It's great.
Watch what he does.
Amen.
Great. All right, so Jorge at cachurch.com.
Did you just cough or something?
Jorge.
Okay.
Jorge at cachurch.com. And we're excited about some things happening with men at Christian Assembly. So Ralph, the Machine Delgado, is going to tell you highlights and announcements of all the great things happening for the men of Christian Assembly.
Men of Christian Assembly, here are some great things coming up. Men's Gathering, April 10th. And if you... No, please.
There's a lot of cheering.
Please, die down. Please.
Let me finish. Please.
I didn't realize we did this before a live studio audience. But hey, if you liked Marvin's sermon from last... When did
last
you
weekend.
Last weekend.
Last weekend. Oh, yeah. Last weekend, which was great. He's going to be speaking at this men's gathering. So what are you talking about?
I'm going to be talking about worship and what are some of the ways that we establish convictions as to who and what we worship and not allow culture or the world to influence some of those.
That sounds great.
Yep.
So come and hear that, men. Wednesday, April 10th, we only do these gatherings three times a year, so put it on your calendar. The other thing, we've done this a few years now. It's called Cars and Coffee, and guys can bring their really cool, either expensive cars or their classic cars, and we just hang out in the parking lot. We have coffee and donuts, and it's just a great time of community and hanging out together. Anything else on that, Marvin?
Just give them the date and time.
Yep. That's Saturday, April 20th. And that's
9 a.m.
9 o'clock.
Yep.
And then...
Here on our campus, of course, in our parking lot.
Yeah, south, in our really big South Sanctuary where we have space for all of our people.
Yeah.
And then lastly, just to let you know that registrations are going to open for our men's retreat. That's happening in October. Registrations will open in April on April 10th.
At the men's gathering.
Yep. Yeah, so you don't want to miss that. First time we've been together in, this will be in 4 years or 3 years?
Last retreat was in 2019.
So
5 years.
Five years.
Yeah. I know there's a lot of new guys to our church, so if you've never been to a men's retreat, it's just such an awesome time to connect with brothers, meet some other guys. And, you know, if you don't know anybody, if you feel a bit isolated, you're perfect to come to this retreat because you can't help but walk away with a couple new friends just because of all the time we get to spend together, you know, taking hikes, coffee, meetings. It's really a good 2 days away. So I, so that'd be Friday to Sunday.
Ziplining.
So sort of 3 days away, but great time. So don't miss out on that.
Not sure about the ziplining.
The women are doing that.
Are we doing axe throwing this year?
We are not doing, we've got some.
No, it's axe catching.
Yes.
Yeah.
We found some foam axes at Costco. And so I think we'll use those. But no, I don't think we're...
The women are doing ziplining.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
The women are not doing
ziplining.
They are.
They are. Seriously.
I've been to that retreat center. I didn't remember seeing a zipline there.
I will tell you.
That's George,
there's a highway that crosses the thing. Are they going to zipline across the highway?
It's dangerous ziplining, but it is ziplining.
It's like two
people. It's like Frogger. Frogger zipline.
You need two people. You need a person standing on the street looking at, you know, trying
now.
To climb.
Okay, go now. Go.
Yeah, go.
Go.
Release the rope. Yes.
Ay. Okay, well, if you want to zip line across the road.
Who's that guy with a soldering gun? Yeah.
Marvin, we need to look into that ziplining thing.
We do. Registrations for the retreat are going to open April 10th, which is the men's gathering. We've got something really fun planned for that night, only for for guys who attend the men's gathering and register. There's going to be some limited merch opportunities that will only be available the night of the men's gathering on April 10th, and only if you register for the retreat that night. Now, you might be thinking, well, gee, we're in March and April, and we're talking about a retreat in October. That's a long ways away. But two things. One is, hey, we want you to have opportunity to plan financially, time-wise, and all of the rest. So put that into your schedule. Build it into your finances. If you want to set up a payment plan with George Fernandez, go ahead. He'll take 10 bucks a paycheck from you until October. Right, George?
I guess so.
Yeah. Yep. And so that's one thing. But also just to get out in front of it and make that a commitment.
There is no excuse.
You don't want to wait, because look what happened to the women.
They sold out.
They opened registration and they sold out in a couple of weeks, and women are on the waiting list. But also look at what happened with the married couples, sold out on the counseling.
Less than 24 hours.
Marvin doesn't want to have to turn you away.
I don't. And George will take your payment plans.
Yeah, just come see me, and yeah, we'll come up with a little
schedule of payments, right?
George, will you take stock as well if people wanted to pay for their retreat with a stock piece of paper?
Yes, a stock piece of paper.
Stock certificate. I couldn't think of the word.
IOUs.
I'm 66.
Will you take IOUs? Will you take IOUs or
No IOUs, but we do have a layaway plan. So this year we're doing something a little different.
Do they still do layaway in stores?
I've never seen
that. They don't, but they have this new I forget what the
They have a four payment thing. Every time I go shopping, it just says split it up into four payments. You can do that.
That's sort of like layaway.
It is.
Well, do
it
they
is.
Give you the merch first? Or?
Yeah. No. You complete layaway. The purchase.
No.
You complete the purchase online and you click on the four pay option.
There's a stock. I think it's called Affirm.
Affirm or Klarna or something.
Yeah. You pay as you go kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interest free, so you just click it and it turns into four payments.
Yeah.
Trust me. I know.
Gotcha. Oh my, here we go. Yeah.
Trust me.
That's why I got the soldering gun.
Exactly. Harbor Freight has a four payment plan. Okay. So we're now in a marriage teaching series. In fact, we're almost finishing with this. But the series before that, Tom had talked to us about spiritual growth. And I thought we could spend a little bit of time talking about spiritual growth. And specifically, Tom talked about learning how to master four M's in our lives. And I thought that was such a practical and applicable tool for men, especially. And so we're going to spend a little bit of time just talking about mastering four M's for spiritual growth. Mm. So the four M's are this: learning how to master your morning, learning how to master your Monday, learning how to master your month, and learning how to master your mood. And if you learn how to master those four M's, it would be a conduit for spiritual growth in our lives. And so I just want to have a conversation around that, maybe get some practical best practices from you both in terms of how you do this. So the first thing is this: how to master your mornings, right? How to make sure that the first thing you do when you get up in the morning is some dedicated time with Jesus, whatever that looks like. And I know that takes on a variety of expressions, but the point is that we spend some time each and every day mastering our mornings. So maybe some best practices. What do you guys both do? I know I've heard from George and Ralph in different contexts, but what do you both do to establish a rhythm first thing in the morning to spend time with Jesus?
Yeah, that's such a great question. So what I do, I have a two-year Bible reading plan, which is usually about two chapters a day. And so I get up in the morning and I make myself a cup of coffee and, you know, a little bite to eat. And I have this great spot that looks out over my backyard, which has some trees and lots of green space. So I just sit there and I say a quick prayer, you know, asking the Lord to help me to hear his voice as I get into the word that morning. I ask him to quiet my soul and to open my eyes to the wondrous things in the word. That's what it says in Psalm 119. And then I read my chapters and I'm looking for a verse or two that will jump out at me. And then I do something called SOAP, which is a journaling process where you pick a scripture, you write a brief observation about it. What is the scripture saying? And then the A in SOAP, application, what's it saying to me? Why is this relevant to me? And then I just turn all of that into a prayer. So if I read something about, say, I don't know, loving your enemies, and maybe I've got something going on in my life with somebody who's, you know, being somewhat of an enemy,
I can turn it into a prayer right there and say, Lord, help me to love this unlovable person. So it's a great way to apply what I'm reading right on the spot. And it really sticks with me. And I've got tens of journals that I've got collected over the years of just God's wisdom. So that's what I do virtually every morning. Some mornings I miss, but it's pretty regular.
Give us the word was soap, and give us what the significance of that is again.
Yes, the S in soap is scripture. The O is observation. So what am I observing in this scripture? The A is, okay, now how does it apply to you? Mm-hmm. And the P is a prayer.
That's really good. That's really good to remember. So guys, if you need a place to start learning how to interact with scripture on a daily basis, SOAP is a wonderful acronym to get started. And you're on a 2-year plan, so that means you're reading
about two chapters a day. And I would just say to the guys, I've said this before publicly, I've given up on the 1-year Bible reading plan because you have to read about 5 or 6 chapters a day. And if you miss a day, then you end up having to read 10 or 12 chapters. Mm-hmm. So it was unsustainable for me. And I found myself being more concerned about just plowing through it and checking a box.
Right.
Doing a 2-year plan, and I know there's even 3-year plans out there, it really allows me to, I now look forward. It's an enjoyable time. It's more sustainable. Mm. It takes a lot less time to read 2 chapters, but I feel like now my comprehension and what's sticking is so much stronger than when I was trying to read through the Bible in a year.
Yeah, that's good, Ralph. And I think the important thing is that you have some kind of a systemized method for approaching scripture, as opposed to just trying to decide every morning, you know, jump into something. So whether you just pick a book or something like that. Now, if you're on the CA reading plan, we've set it up even more accessible in terms of how much you're reading. It's 1 chapter a day, essentially, sometimes a little bit more. But really, it's just a chapter a day. So that's more like a 3-year plan in that sense. And that's how we're doing that. So the CA reading plan, you can find it on our app. A 2-year reading plan, I'm sure you can find it on the YouVersion Bible app.
Yeah, and I just got it online. And I will say about this plan that I really love it. A lot of plans, just you start in Genesis and you just methodically work through all the way to Revelation. The plan I have on the 7 different days of the week, on one day you're reading Gospels, one day you're reading Epistles, one day you're reading Psalms, one day you're reading historical books, one day you're reading prophetic books. So it's you're not stuck in Leviticus for a month, and you're not stuck in, you know, some of the harder books. You're rotating through the entire Bible.
Got it.
In a week's time.
That's nice. George, what about you? I know you're careful with your mornings.
Yeah, and this started, you know, back a few years ago, and it's been really like a life changer for me. And it was a teaching that I had listened to another pastor, and it was just called First. You know, how is God first in every aspect of your life? And he had really taught about if he's really first, then you want to give him the best of your time. So I thought, okay, so the best of my time is first when I wake up, not the leftovers or God, I just have a little bit of time. No, I'm going to give him the first and the best of my day. So what that looks like, there's a chair that I sit, but it's in the living room, and I generally I select a book at a time. So I'm now reading the book of John, then there'll be Acts or whatever. But I generally read a chapter through a sitting. But the area that I've grown is I've given myself grace, because I used to feel guilty if I didn't finish the chapter, and I'd almost like force myself. Now, when I'm reading, if I feel that, you know, this was really deep what I'm reading, and it's not a full chapter, and I just want to sit and meditate on what I just read, I'll spend extra time on that as opposed to like just, okay, well, I got this much more. And I would find myself flipping through a couple pages, okay, I have this much more to read, and it wasn't as enjoyable. So the goal is to read a chapter in whatever book I'm reading, but the major goal is trying to hear what God is saying to me while I'm reading it.
Right.
So I'll read, you know, so I'm reading, I'd finished reading, I think, for Samuel, now I'm reading John, and I'll just pick a book, and I'll read a chapter. I'm always listening to worship music while I'm doing that. So that is the first thing. I don't drink coffee right away. I'll drink my AG1, which is now a thing that I'm on, which is a healthy thing that I have to have to handle because
it's a rich people drink that little green powder.
Yeah, it is green
$15
powder.
$15 a serving.
It's more. I've looked into it. It's very expensive.
But I do feel better. Seriously, I do. I do feel
rich people feel better.
I do. Listen, when you grind money and you drink it in powder form, yeah, you feel better.
It's like
Moses after he came back and saw the Israelites worshiping around the golden calf. You know that they ground it into a powder and he made them drink it. That's kind of what you do, right? Yeah.
Well, it's, you know. So I read, then I'll spend time just in meditation, and then I will literally get on my knees and I will pray. Mm, and I will just pray for probably not a long time, but usually, 5 minutes or so. And it's funny because I notice our dog will be staring at me because I go to the same spot, and I think now she understands this is where I go. Before she would like come next to me, like, is there something wrong with my masters? And then what it'll do is, because Lisa usually, she wakes up before me and leaves, I will call her on the phone because I want to make sure that I pray with and for Kanan before he gets to school. Like every day, Monday through Friday, he needs to know that I'm precise. So I said, Kanan, this is, I'm going to pray for you right now. I pray for you and mommy. And then Lisa will come back and then we'll pray together. And that's just kind of the rhythm that we do. It's important that we start our day, I'll read, I'll pray by myself, I'll pray for them, then she and I will come together and pray for a variety of different things, whatever is on our heart. And I too have noticed the days that I don't. And I've shared a story with some, just friends or people in huddle. The days that I just kind of run through it, and there's been an incident, God has reminded me, I'm not a checklist.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a to-do. I want you to do this because you want to spend time with me, first as your father, the father, or as your friend, Jesus or the Holy Spirit, as your guide. But if you're doing it as a checklist because you feel you have to, then I sense God said that just don't do it. I don't. You're not doing me a favor. Do it because you want to be with me, not out of an obligation. And I believe He's changed my heart where I look forward to reading His Word. And I thoroughly enjoy it. I enjoy it. I feel like I understand it much more because I've read everything now multiple times. But again, every time I read it, something new is revealed to me in my life.
Okay. And so that all sounds great. And my rhythm is very similar to yours. I do drink coffee and I'm in
AG1.
I can't AG1. Afford AG1. I can't enjoy green powder. Ground up dollar bills. Here's where the mastery part comes in. And I want to hear from you guys again. Because I know you both fairly well. George, for example, I know that you love checking the stock market. How do you discipline yourselves to not reach for that first thing?
I don't bring my phone with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I put music on, but I do happen to be, this is one area that I'm okay in. I do happen to be a very self motivated person. So once I put my mind to it, I literally hit Spotify and I don't check anything else. I don't check email. I just listen to Spotify. I then will go to the Bible app. I'll listen to the devotional. I'll read through it, all that. I'll make a note. If I feel it's something pertinent, then I will then share that at night with Kanan if I think there's a teaching for him for his age. And then I'll read my
So you're able
reading.
To
but
self,
I'm able to have just
self
just, I'm not going to look at it
so that you don't check the stock report.
No.
So if you missed the Celtics game last night, you don't check ESPN.
Nope.
Okay, good.
Nope.
Good. Cuz I'm
talking. It hasn't been easy.
The challenge for me is the mastery part on that is that sometimes I do reach for it and sometimes when I oftentimes will make the mental gymnastics of saying, "Well, I want to listen to music," but while I listen to music, I glance at the news or whatever, so
I'll listen to music, but I put the phone far away because I'll be lazy in the morning where I don't get up to look
at it. Good. Any practical things that you do, Ralph?
Yeah, for me, similar to George, I don't want to look at work emails. One practical thing I've done, if you have an iPhone, there's 3 or 4 pages of apps. So my work email comes up on my Gmail app So I actually, I don't know, a couple of years ago, I moved that app to the last page. Mm-hmm. So it's no longer on my home screen.
See, such a practical, smart thing to do.
Yeah. So when I'm reading, I do have my phone next to me, but like George, I open it up to Bible Hub because sometimes when I'm reading, I'll see something and I'll think, oh, I wonder what the commentary says about that. So sometimes, I mean, I'm not perfect with it. Sometimes a text might pop up and I'll, if it's super early because I'm doing this early, I'm thinking, oh, maybe this is important. Mm. But for the most part, I'm not wanting to look at anything until I have my time with the Lord in the morning.
So guys, if you want to grow spiritually, start by mastering your morning. The second thing is mastering your Monday. And Monday, because our rhythms happen to include working on the weekends, so when Tom talked about mastering your Monday, he basically means mastering your Sabbath, mastering your day off. So not necessarily for you men is going to be on Monday because we realize most of you probably start your work week on Monday. So for you, it might be a different day of the week. Point being is that you have a 24-hour block of time where you are observing some sense of the Sabbath. And Tom used the phrase where you pray and play, right? So you're deliberate about doing the things that fill you up. Time with God and time recreation, whether that's playing with your kids, whether that's walking your dog, whether that's engaging in some physical form of exercise, and an extended time. Now, we've already talked about spending time with the Lord every morning, mm-hmm. but now we're talking about giving yourself a little bit more space. So I'll give you an example from my life. I do have an espresso machine, okay? And it's a very nice, fancy machine that Sandy bought me. It takes some time to operate this machine. I got to grind the beans. I got to froth the milk. I got to do a little extra thing that I don't always have time for every single morning. So most mornings when I fix myself just a regular Keurig brewed cup of coffee that takes 30 seconds to put through the machine, right? On my day off,
the latte.
I'd go for the latte. I treat myself yeah. because I want myself to know this is a relaxed, comfortable, enjoyable experience. So I do take the 5 minutes that it takes me extra to make the espresso, to make the latte, and then I sit down with that cup of coffee. And then I will go beyond the one chapter that I typically read every morning, and I might spend a little bit more time. And then I do open my journal and do go through an extended prayer list or extend a time in prayer, praying for all of the things that maybe, you know, Monday through Friday that I'm not doing. And so that just gives me a little bit more time. And I just feel less rushed. Now, for me, that means that I do take my son Caleb to school. And so for me, that means that I do that when I come back from bringing him from school so that I'm not rushed with trying to get him out the house and do those things. And that's how I enjoy, well, for me, it's Friday. But I enjoy that time. And then from then, I plan my morning. So then my wife works at home. So then after I spend that hour and a half with the Lord in worship, in reading, journaling, whatever. I mean, it's just an extended, just quiet time. Then I'll go to her, kind of see what her day is. And then I'll say, hey, I'm going to go do this hike. You want to come with me? Or I'm going to take the dog for a fun walk or something. I'm going to do something outside of the house because I do love getting outside. I'm going to go play pickleball for a little bit, or I'm going to go do this recreational type activity. And so that's just kind of the way I start to plan my days. Now, I'm not going to tell you that sometimes Sandra doesn't look at me and says, oh, I need the car to go to the shop, or I need to, or I made you a dentist appointment, because that does happen. And she knows that if she needs to make a medical appointment for me, or she does that for me, then she usually makes it on Friday because that's when those offices are open and available. So I'm not saying that that's never a thing, but that's more of the exception. Most of the time I do get just at least between the hours of me dropping off Caleb and then picking him up at 3 p.m., I do get that block of time to pray and play. And it really is one of the highlights of my week. And oftentimes it includes my wife because we'll walk together or something like that. How about for you guys? What does that look like for you?
Yeah, for me, like you, I like to get out of the house once a week. So my Monday is Friday. I actually work Sunday to Thursday, and I take Friday off. Jana works. Like you, extended time in the Word. Usually that's the day if I missed one of my readings during the week, I'll just have a long slow period of catching up, which I don't mind at all on Fridays. But the other thing is I like to get outside to the Arboretum. We live about, I don't know, 3 minutes from the Arboretum. And, man, I just love that space. I love going there by myself. And no phone, nothing, no distractions. And I will just walk through that garden, usually take an hour to an hour and a half of just a slow, well-paced walk where I'm just chatting with Jesus. You know, it's prayer, conversation, listening, thinking, looking at, you know, I look at all the beautiful things there and I think, God, you're so amazing that you made all this stuff. And it's not even your best work because, you know, we know it got cursed in the garden when sin happened. But I just love that space. I feel like it's my God time, my Jesus time, on top of my daily routines of prayer and being in the Word during the week. But having that on Friday mornings is, man, that just fills my cup in a big way. Mm-hmm. Well, and also, you know, because we interact with so many people and we carry some heavy things, I feel like that's such a great space to just get refilled with God's peace and comfort and strength. And yeah, it sets me up for a win starting on Sunday again.
That's good. And I will even add this, because I don't want you guys to think, if you're listening to this, that the moment that the kids enter the picture, that's it, my time is done. No, Friday nights is usually our fun meal night. Mm. So then, you know, whether it's a pizza night but if we do pizza, it's like, hey, let's make our own pizza, or let's have this fun meal that we're all enjoying, and then we might watch a movie or do something fun together as a family. So that just continues. Now I am including them into this whole Sabbath idea. I've heard of guys with young kids that, you know, they wake up Saturday morning and that's their pancake day, and they get special chocolate chip pancakes that only happen on this day, and they will open together and they'll do a little family devotional together. Point is that they're incorporating the people that they live with, namely their wife and kids, into that space as well. So I don't want you only to hear that Ralph and I, because our kids are older, we get the luxury of doing these more extravagant solo experiences.
Yeah.
That's the season of life that we're in, but you can also include wife and kids as well. George?
Yeah, well, this is an area I need to grow in, because Monday's like my Sabbath as well. However, that's like the playtime for me, because it's like, so Monday I look forward to, because that's like a workout day for me. So after my time in the morning, you know, I work out. I get so excited because it's a work, because I don't work out on the weekends. And, you know, I get to spend some time with Lisa. But the area that I think, and just listening to both of you guys, and I've been wanting to do this and grow in this, is really in the area of kind of like solitude. We talked about that last night, is because it's really set up well for me, and there's no excuses. Where I live, at the end of, you know, at the end of our street, there's a park, and it's actually, you know, it's a nice park. And I don't take advantage of it enough where I could just walk there and just sit and spend time and be with God. And just, I'm actually feeling convicted that I should do that, because I always say I'm going to do it, and I'll try it, and I'll do it once in a while. But really, the most honest version is my Sabbath is not more time alone with God, it's really more time for me to play. So I need to balance that a little bit better.
That's good. And then this is why we're talking about this, because we can all grow in one of these areas, right? So the next one is the month. And if I were honest with you, this is probably the one that I don't really have a consistent rhythm of. I've heard Tom talk about on a regular basis, on a monthly basis, going away for 4 to 6 hours or even an overnight by himself and spending time with Jesus. I don't really have a rhythm of doing that consistently. Mm-hmm. I might take an extended hike here and there. I might spend a few hours, but it's not rhythmically every month.
Yeah.
And so maybe this is an area for me that I can grow in terms of mastery. Do you guys have any rhythms that you follow on this?
Yeah, I think I'm the same as you, Marvin. When I heard Tom talk about the monthly getaway, I don't have that. And I actually wouldn't mind being a little bit more intentional about, maybe, I love the beach, but I live, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours from the beach. And I'm just wondering if maybe there's a way for me to get out there just once a month, either drive out there for the day or even try some overnight, you know, find a cheap hotel so that I can wake up in the morning and be at the beach. And that's also a God space for me to be out there hanging out near the ocean. But no, I wouldn't currently say I've mastered my month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say the same thing. I would say I'm intentional about it in terms of with Lisa or with Kane and our youngest, where we'll intentionally do something once a month that's out of the ordinary, other than our weekly, you know, dates and stuff like that. But yeah, like you guys, not anything where I'm intentional about spending time with God above and beyond what I do on a daily basis. Yeah, that's another area for sure that I could grow in.
Well, this is an area we can all grow in. And so, guys, if you have any thoughts or ideas for us, please drop us a line at man@cachurch.com.
Damn, Tom.
Tom is just too... Yeah,
that was George Fernandez said that.
That bar is set
Jorge F at cachurch.com to the CA Church Council, which you happen to be on, by the way. All right. Well, lastly, this one is about mastering your moods. And I think this one is about understanding yourself enough to know when you need either a timeout, when you need to get food in your body, when you need more sleep, how to master those kinds of rhythms. I think for me, and I was talking to George earlier about this, for me is mastering my schedule so that I don't feel so overwhelmed. My mood easily changes when I feel the anxiety of trying to keep up with a very demanding schedule. So if I don't build any margin between appointments, for example, and sometimes, you know, George and I share an administrative assistant, and sometimes that person will schedule for me to be from Pasadena to Eagle Rock or Burbank and give me 10 minutes to get there. I'm the person that
we've since fired him. No,
we love that person.
Yes.
I know myself enough, and the anxiety level in me rises when I'm late to an appointment. And so I know for me, giving myself enough space and margin to do those things is important because my mood changes. And then I enter into my next conversation, into my next thing, my next meeting with a different mood. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that is just an awareness of that and knowing that. For my wife, for example, she needs to consistently eat at regular rhythms because of the way her body is made up, and her mood will change if she skips a meal here and there. You know, sometimes we're doing something and you forget to have lunch or you don't plan for it. And I see that so I just like, hey, bring a banana with you, bring a bar with you, something that we know that she needs. And so just knowing an awareness for you how to master your mood so that you're, you don't find yourself being in that irritable place, in that hangry place, those kinds of things. Anything for you guys?
Yeah, for me, you know, when I heard Tom talk about mastering moods in the sermon, some of what you just shared about, you know, managing your up and down moods based on eating, sleep, busyness, but where my mind went was mastering my moods. If I'm feeling anxiety or anger or frustration, or, you know, I'm getting triggered by someone or something. And as I thought about it, I thought, you know, what really helps me with mastering my moods is I have built into my weekly rhythms times meeting with brothers, with
That's
some
great.
Friends
yeah.
that we meet very, it's not just a social meeting. It's a check in, yes, for sure. How are you doing? How's it going? But then it's like a James 5:16, confessing your faults one to another, where I can say to these very close circle of friends, you know, I'm really struggling with anger right now, or I'm struggling with anxiety or envy or whatever the emotion is. Here's why I think I'm struggling, and will you pray for me? Mm-hmm. So having those in my life, you know, one or two guys a week that I meet with, that's really helpful with mastering my moods.
That's great. Yeah, being in regular community.
Yeah, I would say I attribute this to just being so intentional about my prayer life. And I don't know if it's as simple as this, but one of my specific prayers is I say this, I say, Holy Spirit, I invite you into my day. So that's part of my daily prayer. I invite you into my day to lead me, to guide me, to teach me, to remind me, to restore me, to rebuke me. I just kind of go through a list. And I think, I mean, if I'm being like objective, I think I mostly have a high sense of joy. I don't think there's not a lot that gets me down, and not because, and it's not fake. I think when I step back and I really assess who God is in my life, it allows me, like, how can I not be grateful and thankful? And it just kind of puts things in perspective. So even small things that I've just learned through life that I used to think were bigger things, and I've stepped back, I think, well, it's really a small thing now. Mm-hmm. So I think I've grown in being able to distinguish between what's really a significant issue and what this is just small. Mm-hmm. Really, I don't sweat it. And I just, you know, I guess I'm aware of my surroundings. I'm aware of the people. I'm just really, you know, grateful. I, like you, Marv, hate to be rushed. Mm-hmm. I think because for so many years in my prior career, I lived that. It was almost like an adrenaline mm-hmm. rush mm-hmm. for like 12 hours a day.
Wow.
For like 30 years. It was just from meeting to meeting to solving problems. And it takes a toll on you. And I've had to learn now when I feel rushed, even if it's so minor, I can sense it and I don't like it. I don't like to be rushed. And I'll tell Lisa, I just don't want to rush. She's okay, honey, we're late. I'm okay being late, but I'm not gonna rush.
See, but I'm not okay being late. That's the
no,
problem.
No, no, no. But I mean, because if I rush, then it just throws everything off. Sure. I'm gonna arrive in a bad mood. So I say I'm ready. If I'm gonna be a few minutes late, I'd rather be a few minutes late than go through what I'm gonna go through now, trying to get there on time, being uptight, being angry. I'm just gonna accept the fact that we blew it or whatever, and I'm 2 minutes late. So be it. Mm. And usually it's not a big thing, but since I know I'm the center of everything, that when I get there, the attention's on me. No, I think just being aware and just not really almost it sounds silly, but I try not to sweat the small stuff anymore.
Yeah.
So
well, that comes with age, right?
I think so. I mean, yeah.
comes with old age.
Yes, AG1.
Well, guys,
AG1 helps.
Guys, I hope this was somewhat helpful to you, but I would encourage you to do a self-assessment on these four areas. Because all four of these can lead to spiritual growth or can also prevent you from growing. So think about how you're spending your mornings, your Mondays, your month, and your moods, and ask God to guide you into how you can grow in these four areas over the next few weeks. Thanks so much for listening to this edition of the Men's Ministry Roundtable podcast. And maybe Robert will be back on the next one.
Yeah,
or maybe not.
And you
or
get
maybe
a,
not.
Get a subscription to AG1.
Are we getting paid for this?
I get a commission. So.
Is that what it is? You're an influencer now.
I am an influencer, yes.
So if somebody wanted to meet you online, how would they do that?
Tick-tack me. Tick-tack me.
Hey, guys, thanks so much for hanging with us. We will see you next time. Goodbye.